Text C. Route 66.
Carl and I rented a white Lincoln in downtown Chicago to go to Los Angeles. We were going to spend 4 weeks on Route 66, America's most famous highway. Our trip took us through 8 states and 3 time zones. Nearly 4,000 kilometers later, we ended up in L.A., California. I thought that the road would be like any other American highway, but it wasn't. It's mostly a narrow road in bad condition. Of course, you should travel on Route 66 in an American car from the 60s. A Lincoln, a Chevrolet, or a Buick with springs that make your ride comfortable. We couldn't afford that. Our modern Lincoln was good enough. The road was first built in 1926 because people wanted to travel west. To many people in those days, the West was a bit like paradise on earth. People went there looking for a better life. I suppose that was part of our dream, too, to go west to find happiness. They say that Route 66 reminds people of America's glorious past. I think that's true. We stopped at gas stations from the 50s that you can't find anywhere else in America. We bought Coca-Cola from old Coke machines in Springfield, Missouri. We saw rusty cars that had been left behind. We stayed the night at old motels and drank coffee in old-style cafes. And I'm a bit embarrassed to tell you what we bought. T-shirts, mugs, and a fake Route 66 highway sign in a souvenir shop in Amarillo, Texas. I think the scenery along the route is fantastic. We saw prairies, traveled through hot deserts and huge forests. We crossed the Mississippi, climbed high mountains in Arizona, and finally went swimming in the Pacific Ocean when we got to Santa Monica Beach in L.A. Route 66 was officially closed in 1985, but it's still open for people like us. And in a way, the road has never been more popular than it is today. To us, it is filled with sweet memories, great fun, and experiences that will last a lifetime.